Random Jottings of Hinge and Bracket with Dr. Evadne Hinge and Dame Hilda Bracket. With Jean Haywood as Maud and friends and neighbors at Stacton Trestle in An Electric Shock.
I'll say this for Evadne. She's a sticker. And I should know. I've been stuck with her long enough. No, what I mean is that once she gets the bit between her teeth, wild horses can't pull it out. Now, she does all the household accounts. Well, as she said to me one day years ago, such things are far too trivial for you to worry your pretty head about. She said later she was being sarcastic, but I didn't care. Mind, she does on occasion manage to involve me in them, as she did one day in the early part of last spring. Evadne, where are you there?
I'm in the drawing room, Hilda.
Just look at what I've got. The first bunch of primroses from the front garden. Aren't they beautiful?
Have you seen this electricity bill, Hilda?
It really is a lovely day out there. Quite spring-like. It makes you feel glad to be alive.
Hilda, I said, have you seen this electricity
bill? Well, it makes me feel glad to be alive.
Hilda!
All right, I heard you. I am perfectly well aware that we have had an electricity bill. After all, it was I who picked it up off the doormat and put it on the hall table.
Do you have any idea of the size of it?
It looked about the same size as usual to me. It certainly came in a small envelope.
It's nothing to laugh at. This has got to be paid, you know, somehow.
I do wish you wouldn't make such a fuss every time we get an electricity bill. There's nothing we can do about them, you know. So what is the point of getting all head up and spoiling an entire day? Just pay it, dear, and leave me to enjoy the spring sunshine and the first primroses.
And what do you intend to do about your half of it, then? Give me a blank check?
I intend to be stoical, Evadne. Just tell me how much my half is, and you shall have the money in cash at once and without any fuss.
Very well. Your half is £152.74.5.
Right. It's what?
What's the matter? Can't you think of a joke about that?
£152.74.
That's right, and a half pence.
My father's.
Yes, and my half is too. That's £305.49 altogether. Here, see for yourself.
Good gracious me. Sure, it's never been that much before. We can't pay it, of course. What are we going to do?
Well, perhaps you could consider sitting outside the front gate with a basket in your lap selling primroses.
Quite obviously mistaken, Adne. Someone doubled something that should have been left alone. It happens all the time, you know, now that they employ computers. It never used to happen when they employed old men on tall stools with ledgers and proper pens. Well, not unless they employed some idiot who couldn't add up.
There's nothing wrong with arithmetic, Hilda. Check it yourself, if you like.
Right, I will. How do you do that?
Well, you look at the column marked units.
Yes.
That tells you how many units we've used.
Yes.
And then you look at the column headed pence per unit.
Yes.
And you just multiply them.
Oh, I see. Oh, it's easy, isn't it? Yes, and you always make such a mystery out of it. So, it's 5,879 multiplied by 5.090.
That's right.
Yes. Let me see, then. What's that come to?
It's £299.24, Hilda.
Well, I know that's what it says here, dear, but that's what we're supposed to be checking, isn't it?
And then, of course, you've got to add the standing charge of £6.25.
May I borrow your pencil and paper?
Certainly. Here you are. No, don't look at that side. No cribbing. My working out's on that side. You work it out for yourself on the other side.
That's exactly what I intend to do. You're not the only one who can multiply a simple decimal there. And I don't have an abacus. So, let's see there. It's 5,879 multiplied by 5.090. Mm-hmm. Well, let's call it 6. Or shall we call it 5?
Why not be ruthlessly accurate, Hilda, and call it 5.090?
You do it your way, and I'll do it mine, thank you. I always find it easier to do the big bits first and then deal with the tiddly bits afterwards.
What a pity you never met Einstein. You'd have been such a help to him.
Will you be quiet, please? I'm doing my sums. Now, 5879 multiplied by 5. So, 5 9s are... Well, 5 10s are 50. We shall weigh 5 1s, which is 5, and 5 9s 45.
Bravo.
So that's 5 down and carry 4. Then 5 7s are 35.
Don't forget your 4.
Will you be quiet, please, dear? 5 7s are 35 plus 4, which is 36, 8, 9.
Well done.
So 9 down, carry 3, 5 8s are 40, and 3 is 43. 3 down, carry 4. Now, 5 5s 25 plus 4 is 29. So, according to my reckoning, it's 29395. There we are. 29,395.
What?
What do you mean, what?
Well, according to your reckoning, it's 29,395 what? I mean, if that's pounds, if it's worse than it was before.
No, it's units, isn't it? It's watts or whatever.
It's pence, Hilda. Now, you've got to divide that by 100 to get pounds. And don't forget, you haven't done your tiddly bit yet.
Ah, well, you've already checked this, haven't you? I mean, there's really no point in wasting any more of my time. I can see it's near enough. Now, what about all these figures here, dear?
What figures? Where?
Here, these. Well, I mean, one lot's in a column headed present, and the other's in a column headed previous.
And there's a heading running across both columns.
Oh, yes, I haven't noticed that. And that says meter readings.
That's right. That's what they are.
So what's the present and previous? I didn't know they changed the meter.
They have not changed the meter, Hilda. Present is what it read when they read it this time.
Yes.
And previous is what it read when they read it the time before.
Ah, there's your answer then, isn't it? They've sent us 2 quarters together. No wonder it's big.
Hilda, why don't you go and pop your primroses in water?
Oh, no, you've got me intrigued now.
I wish I'd never opened my mouth.
So do I, dear, but you did, and there we are. I shall get on to them at once.
You get on to whom at once?
The electricity board, dear.
Hilda, I suggest that before we ring anybody, we just have a glance at the meter and see if their reading looks vaguely right. If that man hadn't come to read it while I was out, I'd have checked it with him at the time, as I usually do.
I expect that's why he came while you were out.
Anyway, it was only a couple of days ago, so if we read it now, we will be able to get a pretty good idea, won't we?
Will we? Well, I honestly haven't the foggiest notion of that. Meters are a complete mystery to me. I wasn't educated at a technical college.
Nor was I.
Oh, come, come, dear. If the Royal College of Music isn't technical, I don't know what is. I mean, it's all pedals and dampers, plungers and slides. I mean, that's why you're a doctor and I'm a pa.
Hilda, are you coming to read the meter or not? Now, where's the torch?
What do you want the torch for? The amount of time you spend in that cupboard under the stairs with your various meter men. You should be able to find your way around it blindfolded by now.
I need the torch to read the meter, Hilda. Where is the torch?
In the sideboard drawer.
And why couldn't you have said so in the first place?
And it has no batteries in it.
Why? What happened to my batteries?
I threw them out, Evadne. They were kaput. I'm afraid I ran them down the other afternoon while you were out at your council meeting. I was amusing Maud, you see, by making shadow bunnies on the kitchen wall.
Thank heavens I was out. So I shall buy new batteries for the torch, and in future I shall carry it with me everywhere I go.
Well, I'm for anything that will help people see you coming.
And in the meantime, I suppose I'm going to have to try to find a candle.
Didn't you keep any of those that were on your last birthday cake? I mean, there must have been a good 150 of them. I mean, by the time you'd blown them all out, the ceiling was quite black.
But at least I'm not afraid to have candles on my cake, Hilda. I don't just settle for the words, another glorious year in pink icing.
But you would, wouldn't you, if that man at the confectioner's knew hieroglyphics. Oh, that'll be Maud. I wonder if she's had her electricity bill yet.
Good morning, Dame Milder.
Doctor.
Morning, Maud, now.
Good morning, Maud.
Have you had your electricity bill yet, Dame Milder?
Well, how funny you should ask that, dear. Isn't that funny, Adney?
Yes, isn't it, Hilda? I'm tickled pick.
We've had ours. Not the one as you pays, like. Not the red one. But we've had the blue... You know, the blue one that they send you beforehand, so's the red one ain't quite such a shock.
And was it a shock, dear?
Oh, when I opened it, I didn't half give a whoop. I don't mind telling you.
Naturally, there, don't we all?
My Arthur don't like me whooping. It always makes him jump.
And I suppose, Maud, that when you whooped this morning, your Arthur jumped as usual, did he?
Oh, Gay Milder, don't remind me. Unfortunately, he had one foot in the sink washing it when I whooped. Well, as he made very plain when I were helping him up off of the kitchen floor, a sudden jump with one foot in the sink can be a very sobering experience.
Yes, I imagine it can. Mm,
brought tears to his eyes, it did. Mind, he cheered up a bit when I showed him the electricity bill.
Really? No, he was probably concussed, dear.
But Arthur, how does one tell?
Oh, you should have seen his face. He was that happy. He was smiling like a babby with wind. See, it's the smallest electricity bill we've had since that quarter we was away for 3 months.
Haven't you had anything on then, dear?
Well, we've had lots of woolies on, but not much else. See, I were getting sick of my Arthur grumbling about his electric bills, and I decides to economize. So we've had all the electric fires off, and the immersion off, and I've been using the coal fire in the front room and the old vat boiler. Mind, I'd not stint on the lighting, because I reckon that's both daft and dangerous. And anyhow, I don't see as how half a dozen 25-watt bulbs can burn much.
You know, Dadney, perhaps we should have 25s. Would they be bright enough now?
Well, hardly, Hilda. Though I do recall Sexton Trestle once attempting Sonny Lumiere with them.
Oh, dear, I interrupted you now. What else have you had off?
Electrically speaking.
Yeah. Well, I've stopped cooking electric. I get it all on the range now. Takes a bit getting used to, because it does tend to burn things. Especially saucepans. I've got 6 so far. It comes a bit expensive.
Well, as long as Arthur's happy and his electricity bills are under control.
To tell the honest truth, Dame Milder, Arthur ain't happy no more.
Why, dear, what happened?
The coal man come. With another ton of coal. And the bill for the last lot. Well, we all know the price of coal. But as I says to my Arthur, I says, it's all very well you grizzling, me lad, but if I'd not cut down on the electric, you'd have had that to worry about as well.
She's brilliant. She should be in an economic think tank. Preferably right at the bottom.
Then if you get any more, Waspish, I'm going to be afraid to open the jam in front of you.
Well, I'll be getting on then, Dame Milder. I'm starting upstairs this morning with the vacuuming in your bedroom.
Very well, dear. But do try not to use too much electricity, dear. We've just had a thumping great bill.
Well, that reminds me, Maud. Do you know where the candles are?
Oh, they're in the sideboard here, Doctor. Along with the candlesticks and matches.
Oh, bring one out and stick it in a candlestick, would you, dear?
Very well, Dame Milder. But if you're trying to economize, I'd suggest 25-watt bulbs. They're a lot cheaper than candles, and they don't drip all over your knick-knacks. I'll see you later.
Yes, dear. Thank you very much. She's a trier, isn't she?
She certainly tries me. Now, light that candle and let's go and get that meter reading checked.
Very well, dear. There we are, then. Lead on, dear.
Hey-ho, hey-ho, it's up to us we go. Well, if you're going to follow me into the cupboard under the steps with a lighted candle in your hand, I'd sooner you didn't act the goat.
Oddly enough, dear, that's one of the very few things I have never acted.
What a shame, you're so good at it. I'll go in first, and you follow. And hold the candle up high. The meter's on the wall there.
Right, Abney. Now, how's that?
That's fine. Now, just hold it steady while I make a note of the readings on these dials.
I feel like the Statue of Liberty standing here.
Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses. You'll be a huddled mass if you don't hold that candle steady. I'm holding it as steady as a rock, dear. But the flame's flickering, you see. Would you like me to hold my breath?
It would shut you up, yes.
Why don't you pull the door to? And there's obviously a draught coming in from the hall.
Oh, very good idea, right.
That's better. Now, let's just note these readings down. Now, let me see. And it's 1, 8, 2, 4, 9.
That's it. I'll say, Abney, should that disc thing be spinning round like that at the bottom of the meter there?
Oh, yes, that's all right, Hilda. As long as electricity is being used, that revolves. Mind, it's going rather quickly, isn't it? The oven's not on, is it?
No, I'm drying the tea towels in the garden today.
And you did remember to switch the immersion heater off after you had your bath, I hope.
Oh, yes, dear. That is second nature to me now. And it's on immersion off.
Why is it going round so quickly, I wonder?
Oh, it must be more for the vacuum cleaner.
No, the vacuum cleaner's only half a kilowatt. It's something bigger than that.
Oh, look, now you see it's going awfully slowly now. Must have been Maud. She'll be having a sit down. Oh, no. Look, it's starting going quickly again.
Oh, there you are, then. It can't have been Maud. She wasn't sitting down long enough. No, it must be fluctuating current. I'd better get onto the board. Come on, let's get out of here.
Right.
Well, come on.
Who's at me? I think I've done something rather silly. I forgot you couldn't open this door from the inside.
You didn't shut it tight, did you?
I did. Oh, very tight. I think we're in here for the duration.
Ridiculous. Now, we'll shout for more.
Oh, sure, where's Helen here? I mean, not if she's up in my bedroom. Not with the door shut and the vacuum cleaner going, and her singing Red Sails in the Sunset. I mean, we can't hear her.
Mercifully, no. But I'm not staying in here until she chooses to come downstairs again. I'll jolly soon get her attention. You just watch this.
What are you going to do?
Switch the power off.
Oh.
Well, now we all know what happens when her vacuum cleaner unexpectedly stops working, don't we?
I should say, first she kicks it.
Mm-hmm. Then she picks it up and shakes it.
Then she bangs it up and down on the floor.
Then she kicks the plug.
Then she pulls the plug out and has a look at it.
Then she sticks it back in again and gives it another kick.
And finally she comes running down the stairs shouting,
Jay Milder, Jay Milder, the vacuum cleaner ain't working.
Right, Hilda. After three. 1, 2, 3. Maud! Maud! Maud!
Oh, so there you are, Dame Elder. That's the last place I'd have looked.
Thank you, Maud, dear. I must say it's nice to be out of there. We managed to shut ourselves in while we were reading the meter.
Well, it's lucky I had to come down then. I just wanted to tell you as the vacuum cleaner ain't working.
I think you'll find it's all right now, Maud. We switched the power off for a moment to attract your attention, that's all.
Oh, that is a relief. Do you know, Dame Elder, I thought for a moment I might have jiggered something when I accidentally unplugged that little heater in your dressing room. Still, if everything's all right, I'll get back upstairs again.
Right, Maud, and thank you again, dear.
We'll be in the drawing room if you want us. Come on, Evadne.
I'll pop this candle back on the sideboard and then we can have some coffee. You know, dear, we really ought to get a catch put on the inside of that door to the cupboard under the stairs. I will therefore put a few jigsaw puzzles in there in case anyone gets that again.
Hilda?
Yes?
What's this little heater you've got in your dressing room?
Oh, it's just a little thing I picked up in the sales, dear. It's awfully good, and it was only £6.
Oh, small, is it?
Oh, it's teeny.
Sort of squarish, box-like.
That's right, dear. You know the sort of thing? It just makes such a difference.
Mm, probably a 2-kilowatt fan heater.
Yes, I think that's what it said on the box.
And you wonder why the electricity bill's gone through the roof. How long do you have it on?
What do you mean, how long do I have it on?
Well, how many hours a day? I mean, what time do you switch it on in the morning?
Well, I don't, dear. I don't have to. I never switch it off.
You mean to say you have that thing burning day and night?
Oh, yes. I'm a snug as a bug in a rug in
there. I think so. Do you have any idea what those things cost?
I think they're about £20 normally. But as I told you, I got mine for six. It was a bargain.
Do you have any idea of what they cost to run?
Well, about the same as the electric toaster, I imagine. And they are about the same size.
Hilda, for your information, the electric toaster makes 70 slices of toast for one unit of electricity. Your little fan heater uses one unit every half hour.
Oh, don't start talking units in that, Nick. Tell me in slices of toast.
I'll tell you in money. Even you must understand money. Your little heater costs 5.090 pence per half hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's more than 10 pence per hour, which is £2.50 a day, £17 a week. You know what that is a quarter?
No, but I can tell from the look on your face that it's something awful.
It's £222.
£222? But they said in the shop it was a bargain. Oh, and that means no wonder you're angry there. Well, of course, I shall pay the £222 myself. And I'll never use that thing again, I promise. I'd sooner freeze to death.
No, I'm not having you being a martyr. I shall pay my half as usual.
Well, I'm definitely not having you being a martyr. I'll pay it myself, thank you.
Hilda, I'm paying my share.
Dear. Wait a minute. I've only had that thing about a month. It can't be £222 a month.
Well, of course it can't. A month would cost about, well, we'll say £70. So
yeah.
That still leaves us another £140 to account for.
Hmm. See, Abner.
Hmm?
What about all those little heater things that Mousy Butler lent you to keep your wine fermenting through the winter?
Oh, yes.
I seem to remember that there were rather a lot of them. And he was hours out in that shed wiring them up and sticking them into your demijohns.
You know, I'd completely forgotten about them. I must pop out and have a look at them.
Would that explain it, do you think?
Well, yes, it probably would. Well, as long as we know.
Exactly. As long as we know. Now, why don't we forget all about it and, I know, let's sing a song.
Good idea.
We could do that lovely one from No, No, Nanette. I Want to Be Happy.
Very well.
And just to make sure we are, I'll stick this electricity bill behind the clock. From now on, we'll adopt Maud's system and wait for the Wren, my dear. We'll probably have got over the shock by the time that comes. Right, plug yourself in there and play. I'm a very ordinary girl, trying to work out life's happy world, doing unto others as I'd like to have them doing unto me. When I'm like a very lonely soul, to be kind becomes my only goal. I feel so much better when I tell them my desire for fee. I want to be happy, but I can't be happy till I make you happy too. Life really worth living when we are not giving. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll spend the time fighting through. For I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. No one ever talks like that to me. I have never known such sympathy. Only my dreams, it really seems to be true.
looking to the zoo that I can get it all from you.
I want to be happy, but I can't be happy till I've made you happy too. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll spend the time shining through to you. For I want to be happy, but I can't be happy till I make you happy.
That was An Electric Shock, a further extract from the random jottings of Hinge and Brackett, written by Gerald Proud. To assist Dr. Evadne Hinge and Dame Hilda Brackett, we welcomed Jean Haywood as Maud. Thanks also to the members of the Stacton Trestle Music Appreciation Society for their contribution. Production was by Bobby Jay.